Ride today. 96 would tie a record from 1962 if we get there. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low 71. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 94. Good bit of sunshine. Maybe for the lucky communities, an isolated late day evening shower or storm. Most of us stay dry. A better chance of some scattered spotty storms roaming around on Friday, and widely scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State House of Representatives passed the education budget on a 99-0 vote. However, that plan will go to a conference committee to work out the differences in the House and Senate bills. The House also approved a 4% pay raise for Alabama teachers and other public school employees. Planned Parenthood and the Poor People's Campaign say they will protest Alabama's abortion ban every Tuesday. They say being pro-life means stopping the execution of prisoners, providing livable wages for the people of Alabama, and providing care for the homeless. And police in Orange Beach say more than $1 million worth of marijuana and cocaine washed ashore last week. Federal authorities have now been called in to help with the investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Going to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is the fourth worst month for tornadoes ever recorded, and the threat continues with watches and warnings posted in half a dozen states from Oklahoma to New Jersey.
Missouri could become the first state in the country without an abortion clinic.
We will fight. We are going to be there for Missourians.
First major trial in the opioid crisis.
Oklahoma's attorney general is suing Johnson & Johnson.
We learned of a second intruder caught inside the president's Mar-a-Lago resort.
Ellen DeGeneres getting personal and detailing for the first time the sexual abuse she says she endured as a teenager.
One more high-profile decision from the Supreme Court. The justice is choosing not to take up a challenge to a Pennsylvania school district's policy on transgender students.
Just days after that miracle rescue, Amanda Eller revealing new details about her 17-day ordeal in the rugged Hawaiian terrain.
I'm so grateful to be alive. Grateful for every breath. Grateful for everything.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time calls need to let Joey The producer note will get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of good stuff that you pick out from Sweet Creek Farm Market, Highway 231, Troy Highway, less than 2 minutes beyond the turn where you would go to Taylor Road. Okay, so Nadler's up now. Mueller and his team worked tirelessly to follow the facts and pursue justice, and we're going to do the same. And we're going to go do this thing, and we're going to see who can get to the door first with the information here. I don't think it's going to end well for these guys. I hope Barr is on task with this thing. The White House was told that Mueller was going to make an announcement, a statement, and they called it a major statement. Mueller's operation did when you read the advisory on it. And again, I think it's very interesting that Barr is in Alaska and the president was not in the United States when this thing was dropped. And the Democrats are going like crazy. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, gentlemen.
How are you, my friend?
I am great. Since Mueller has given his, I guess, his statement like the Dems wanted, and this stuff should be over. Are the Dems still going to keep pushing this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're living for that. See, and if it's like I opened the show. If you are a Trump person, this thing is over and it's wrapped up. Nothing to see here. Move on. If you're a Democrat and a Trump hater, this is a personal invitation to impeach Trump from Robert Mueller. If you are me, you see this as a way that Mueller was trying to sneak out of town so he didn't have to testify, because he knows that if he gets on the hot seat, he's not going to be able to answer questions that about how the investigation was done.
But what can they charge the president with? If the report's already been done, it's over. What charges can they come?
They're going to say it's an obstruction of justice.
How?
Well,
how does that work?
Well, that's how it always works when you do an impeachment. Obstruction of justice is normally the centerpiece of all that, as it was Article 3 in the Richard Nixon impeachment filing. So what they're doing is they're taking what Mueller said as fact, and they're going to say, well, he laid out these 10 things of obstruction, and we're going to follow, we're going to pursue it. And so I think they're going to start impeachment hearings fairly soon.
Yep, so do I. Yes, sir. So do I. Well, like you said, in the goodness of time, sir.
There you go, in the fullness of time. It's exactly right.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you for taking my call, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you for taking the call, Dan.
Thank you for calling.
Don't you think that, well, in my opinion, I think tomorrow or Friday might be a good day for the D-class. What do you think, Dan?
Well, here's a question. Do you have the IG report first or the declassification? I'm not sure you can do the declassification that fast.
Okay. So in your opinion, you think the next thing to drop would be the IG report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand it. Yeah, for national security reasons. You are absolutely right. They don't need to rush, because sometimes haste can create waste.
There you go.
And a mistake. Okay, well, I'm enjoying it, and I'm just enjoying it, Dan, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate your knowledge based on your past years in the Beltway.
Well, I appreciate that an awful lot.
Okay.
You have a great one.
Thank you.
Here's a statement from Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. The special counsel has completed the investigation, closed his office, and has closed the case. Mr. Mueller explicitly said that he had nothing to add beyond the report and therefore does not plan to testify before Congress. The report was clear. There was no collusion, no conspiracy, and the Department of Justice confirmed there was no obstruction of justice. Special Counsel Mueller also stated that Attorney General Barr acted in good faith in his handling of the report. After 2 years, the special counsel is moving on with his life, and everyone else should do the same. Sarah Sanders. Big kiss. Mwah.
There Mwah. It is.
Every, like I said, if you are a Trump person, you say, case closed, nothing to see here. If you're a Democrat, impeach, impeach, impeach. And if you're Dan, then I see something a little weird about how this was done. To me, it was the way Mueller can say, I'm not going to testify, and even if you draw me in front of you, I'm only going to talk about this document, even if you ask me the question directly. And I think he can get away with it. But I think somebody's going to be looking in the way Mueller did this investigation. Remember, you got the Weissman deal and the Mark Bills. You got Peter Strzok. You got all sorts of things in here. Now, I think people are going to be investigating the investigators. They're investigating this whole thing. And because if you get back and you get to the fruit of the poisonous tree, the very beginning of this, if it was tainted, then everything beyond that is also tainted. And it's just like Barr said, he actually revealed his hand. If you feel that you haven't done something and people are accusing you of something you did not do, then can you really obstruct, or are you trying to stop somebody from doing something wrong? And I don't know, Trump could actually come out a hero out of this whole thing. Okay, so let's listen to Ari Fleischer talking about Comey in the op-ed that we just read.
Sure, you read that op-ed in the Washington Post that James Comey wrote,
yes,
saying
he's a prolific writer.
That's good. President is a liar. He said he was tempting to ignore the president. He just can't. He said there's no corruption, no treason. This is exactly. Actually, I think we have a clip from it. He says, "Thank you. There was no corruption. There was no treason. There was no attempted coup. Those are lies." And dumb lies at that. There were just good people trying to figure out what was true under unprecedented circumstances.
Case closed. Good. And now we can get going. Sorry for booking you, Ari. There's really no intrigue there.
You know what was missing? Three words. We were wrong. That was missing from the entire op-ed. He actually writes in there that they had reason to believe that Carter Page was an agent of Russia. He wasn't. None of what they investigated turned out to be true. So why didn't James Comey, the humble man that he is, have the courage to say, we got it wrong, and we put our nation through 2 years of misery alleging that these people colluded with Russia?
Look, Peter Strzok's emails, that's business as usual.
Yeah.
Lisa Page emails, the way in which they talked about insurance policy, the way that Andy McCabe disagrees with Comey, the way Brennan and Comey disagree on the use of the dossier, the way Loretta Lynch called Comey a liar, and the way Comey calls Loretta Lynch a liar. I mentioned all these people on the same team.
Calling Trump supporters, making fun of them. They made the Walmart comments. These are FBI investigators, and he defended them in this op-ed.
And what James Comey has got to realize is he individually set so much of this off. When he went and briefed President-elect Trump about the false dossier and then it immediately leaked to the press, this is what set off 2 years of Americans against Americans based on the allegation that Trump somehow was an agent of Russia and his campaign colluded. He put the nation through something we should never go through, and he takes no responsibility and doesn't acknowledge wrongdoing.
Well said, Ari. Well said. Okay, now Ari's going to be talking about what I have now nicknamed the Barr Mar. That they're going to try to mar up Bill Barr here. Assisting him.
Ari, would any of the investigations now happening, Huber, the Inspector General, Bill Barr's authority, could any of the evidence they present ever lead someone like James Comey to admit he was wrong?
I think Comey will admit he's wrong if he can get a news conference and get everybody to cover him. I mean, he loves the coverage. He loves being at the center of attention. He did when he was the Deputy Attorney General in the Bush administration. He's done it repeatedly as FBI director. The other thing he hasn't taken any role of responsibility for is the news conference in which he put himself in place of the Obama Justice Department and said that Hillary shouldn't be prosecuted. It's not his call. Mm-hmm. It's Loretta Lynch's call as Attorney General, and he should not have stepped into that void. The proper thing is for the FBI to investigate and let justice decide. But he's too big for his britches. He had to go out and do it himself.
Right, and for him to go out and try to stay in front of this, you know, crisis management. Is this crisis management because you know something's coming around the corner that could open up the floodgates?
Brian, I really think this is the beginning salvo of the Democrats and Comey and much of the media trying to turn Attorney General Bill Barr into former prosecutor Ken Starr. Starr. Ken Starr was the one that Clinton White House vilified, beat up over the Whitewater allegations and the Monica allegations. And I think that's what they're going to do to Bill Barr.
Okay, I forgot to mention one thing here. You remember in the Comey op-ed, he talked about Peter Strzok was the guy who wrote the letter that went to Congress. What he didn't reveal here is the reason they found out about the laptop, the Wiener laptop, is the New York field office told them about it. And the New York field office, and there was an agent that actually testified to this, reported to Comey and then said, where are you guys? Why aren't you doing something about it? And they were going to release information. And so what Comey did is he panicked, got Peter Strzok, went down there in lightning fast speed. Peter Strzok himself went through and did the whole looking at that laptop. You remember miraculously, they in a matter of days figured out it was all duplicates? You remember that? Well, the reason that they had to write the letters because they're about to get outed. And that's what they had to do. They had to rush something to Congress, rush Peter Strzok to New York, go get the laptop, and then basically extradite the Wieners. The Wiener was out. basically exonerate Wiener and say it's all duplicates. Nothing new here. So everything that Comey is saying in this thing, every single thing, you can basically, little Danny Morris can basically flip him on. Newstone 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Little Caesars has done it again by giving you one large pizza piled high with five delicious meat toppings, hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. for only $9. You heard me right. Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Meat toppings, including pepperoni, sausage, bacon, beef, and ham. Order yours on our convenient mobile app or simply walk into Little Caesars and pick up your large hot and ready five meat feast for just $9 tonight.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax. Canadian bacon will be substituted for ham in certain areas.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. I didn't, it was so painful. I had to listen to 3 hours of Morning Joe today, and they had Ratner on, and they didn't even ask him about his prediction on 2020. Didn't even ask him about it. But they did have a guy on saying that the Dems need to impeach Donald Trump, and that's how they can win the presidency. Unbelievable. Don't ever let your biasness get in the way of anything. Tammy Amy, how are you, my friend?
I am doing very well, young man. How are you today?
I'm very good. Long time no talk to. Where have you been?
Well, I've been dealing with some personal issues.
And, are you okay?
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, it's just the trials and tribulations. First, I'd just like to say I did take the opportunity to meet Miss Ingram over there at Sweet Creek.
Good.
And what a phenomenal young lady. She could not have been any more pleasant than she was.
She's, I tell you, the Reeds are just top shelf people.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked out very, very well. And one quick comment. Are you still there?
I am.
Oh, okay. I was craving that Cuban sandwich that you've been talking about. And I don't know if you recognize the significance of Tammy Amy. But that's from South Florida down there, Cayo Ocho, Little Havana, and that. Mm-hmm. And I grew up on Cuban sandwiches, so that was the first place I went to get that Cuban sandwich. And I didn't open it. I got home. I looked at it. It's like, oh, they gave me the wrong sandwich because it didn't look like a Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
But when I bit into it, my word, that was the best Cuban sandwich I've ever had.
Yeah, I've had a Cuban. My first Cuban sandwich was down in Little Havana. And it is definitely different, but it's equal to.
What they're doing over there is definitely by far a lot better.
Yeah, the way they blend the different meats together, and then the pickles in there are just great.
And a big sandwich. And initially, when I saw it, it's like, okay, well, I'll only eat half. But once I got into it, I couldn't do that half later.
There you go.
It went in the gullet right there.
Had to put it all down, huh?
Yeah. And with what you're talking about, I'm right with you concerning this Mueller and his statement. I mean, I think it's just he's not able to stand up to scrutiny, and he's trying just to bow out. And this thing with Comey, oh, my word, said the bird. You've got to be kidding me. You know, the way they parch their words. And one thing that stands out to me is this sources and methods that they're trying to keep from us.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, young man. It's their sources and methods that got us into this predicament.
Yeah, exactly. And what they're hoping is by saying we can't reveal these things, we can hide them from you. That's basically what they're trying to say.
Right, and quite honestly, their sources and methods need to come to the surface. If we really want to truly prevent this from happening again, it's their sources and methods that got us into this situation. They should come to the surface.
Well, and for Comey to say that that Carter Page was heard by talking to a Russian asset, that just is it's a bald-faced lie. He did. There's no proof of that.
No. No, and that falls back to the Mueller's investigation. You know, they were taking facts from the FBI and their investigations as being the truth. You know, just like the interference from Russia, you know, with the hacking of the emails. They don't have proof. That was a third source. That was a third party saying that it was hacked, the DNC and Clinton.
Yeah.
Right? Was that CloudStrike or something?
CloudStrike. And no one from the FBI has ever seen the server.
They were giving
a replica of the server to the FBI. That was it.
So they never did their forensics, but they can hang their hat on that. And that's just
exactly. And see, and Mueller took it as a fact that he took the CrowdStrike he read the report and said it's a fact that they basically, the Russians hacked it, and that there was a WikiLeaks connection. Well, then CrowdStrike backed off of that, but Mueller never went back and talked to him.
Nope, and never corrected the record. Absolutely not. Just took it for face value. That's just like with the Clintons and their IT guy in the bathroom, you know? That's the same concept, and it's just it's sad is what it is. But, sir, thank you very much again for giving me the opportunity to win that Sweet Creek. And we are a fan, and we are a loyal customer now.
Outstanding. I'm so glad that you had the pleasure to meet Karen Ingram.
Oh, yeah, it couldn't have been any better. And my wife just loved her to death. She was so sweet. Come on, we got to go back and see her. We got to go back and see her. It's like, no, she's got better things to do than entertain you, sweetheart.
There you go. Well, y'all make Sweet Creek a frequent place to visit.
I will, sir. And thank you. Thank you for what you do, and thanks for the information you're supplying to us. I appreciate it. You gentlemen, have yourself a great day.
Thanks, Tammy Amy. Okay.
Always a good call.
Always a good call. He's got a great voice, too.
Oh, yes.
Did we determine he was in radio?
I don't know. I don't know if we did. I know who he is. Oh, not really well. I know his name, though. I'm not giving it out. I know.
Ah, you little CIA person, you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me continue on with Ari Fletcher. He's going to skip over to a new subject, and that's the Dems and immigration. I think he's got a good point with this.
We wanted to talk to you about messaging, because the Democrats' message, remember, it seems like they keep changing the message. This used to be their message. Listen to this.
We need to rebuild our immigration system from top to bottom, starting by replacing ICE with something that reflects our morality.
We should protect families that need our help, and that is not what ICE is doing today, and that's why I believe you should get rid of it, start over, reimagine it.
We've got to critically re-examine ICE and its role and the way that it is being administered and the work it is doing, and we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
We don't hear that anymore.
No, you don't, but we already did, so they're stuck with it. Look, this is just another way of saying we're against the police. We're against law enforcement. Could you imagine abolish ICE, no immigration enforcement anymore? Every time an international plane lands at an airport here, we don't make people go through customs or border patrol. We just say, go through the emergency exit and blend into our society. That's what they're advocating. It's a nation without rules.
Well, have they backed off because the evidence is clear? I mean, if you don't have enforcement and there is a crisis, you got nothing.
They haven't backed off. They may have temporarily stopped using the words abolish ICE because they already had the impact it had, but they haven't changed one bit on border immigration issues, and that's what's so troubling to somebody like me who wants comprehensive immigration reform, who welcomes immigrants. I'm a first-generation American, son of an immigrant. But people have to come here legally. When they do, they make us a better, richer country. But you can't make your first act of becoming an American a legal one. It has to be a legal one.
I want to tell you something. Ari Fletcher kind of started in the MSNBC world and was on Morning Joe and all this kind of stuff. And he just couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
So he got the contract with Fox. And he's been a pretty good asset for Fox. And he's fairly balanced. He's not just one-sided like a lot of people are. I think Fox is doing a really good job of balancing and stuff, unlike MSNBC, which is all hate Trump all the time.
You know, I love how politicians speak. But you know what? Dan, Kamala Harris almost had me. She said that we need to critically re-examine ICE and their role in our government and our society. She almost had me, but she lost me at the word critically re-examine. I want it to be haphazardly re-examined. It's just, God. I mean, what a mealy-mouthed way to say that. Because she could say, oh, we critically re-examined it, and we don't need to change hardly anything.
We don't need to do anything. Just on 93.1, Dan Mar Show will be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you.
Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, nothing changes, the case is closed, thank you. After special counsel Robert Mueller says in his first public comments about his Russian election meddling report,
it is important that the office's written work speak for itself.
He says he's not saying President Trump did not commit any crimes, but
the special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy. Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
So it would not be fair, he says, to accuse the president of something against which he could not defend himself in court. Mueller says there were multiple systemic efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, as written in the report, but that there was insufficient evidence to charge anyone in the Trump campaign with conspiracy regarding that. Mueller says he will not testify in Congress to anything more than what's in his written report. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is still around, at least for now. Sunshine, hot and dry today. 96 would tie a record from 1962 if we get there. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low 71. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 94. Good bit of sunshine. Maybe for the lucky communities, an isolated late day evening shower or storm. Most of us stay dry. A better chance of some scattered spotty storms roaming around on Friday. And widely scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's finish up this Ari Fletcher, and I want to get some polling data, then want to scoop back around to Trey Gowdy and some other folks around here. So let's listen to this last cut again, immigration.
She's going to look at immigration. Evidently, Nancy Pelosi is going to propose a DACA fix. Really? That's the end game of something that controlling the border.
Yeah.
But she's just looking to get that out there to say, I care about.
It's amazing to me that the base of the Democrat Party has shifted so far to the liberal left that they believe lawlessness is an answer. It can never be an answer.
Absolutely. All right. That's what we're debating, the very sovereignty of our country right now.
Yeah.
That's where it's come to.
You guys liked Ari Fleischer, right?
I think he's great. Have him
back. Yeah,
always good.
Yeah, that's good.
And did Click you get any sleep? Yeah. You were on Hannity last night. Did you get any sleep?
I was on Hannity last night. Got a little bit of sleep. I slept in Manhattan last night instead of going home, so I snuck in a little beauty sleep.
The Democrats' point of view on this immigration issue is so frustrating to me because, you know, take that Kamala Harris bit we played a little bit before. We're going to, you know, critically re-examine ICE and their role, which just comes across as like, okay, she's paying lip service to the issue, but she probably wouldn't change much of anything. Barack Obama had pretty, you know, not great enforcement, but deported a lot of people. George W. Bush did the same thing, but the borders are left pretty porous, and the whole argument over what's legal or not, that should be the question. So what I personally would push for is a legal system that's bare bones, that does health checks, security checks, all sorts of things, but then I would make it very generous in terms of, you know, a little more restricted on how quickly and who can become a citizen and who can get access to things like welfare. And I know there might be court fights on education, but generally the principle would be a legal system with a big, big door, as the president has said.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Basically, what the president says, let's take 1 million people in a year and let's just make them legal. Make sure it's merit based.
And guess what I'm saying is, why aren't the Democrats going, okay, Mr. President, we want it to be 3 million people a year because of what's going on in Central America? And that should be the argument. 1 million or 3 million. Maybe ends up 1.5 or 2. I don't know. But they're kind of arguing from this abolish ICE position when they're not even going to actually abolish it. They're going to abolish it and just put something else in there that's like ICE. It's just absurd.
Before we continue on with this subject, let me some of the latest polling that's come out, the Consult polling, which is the weekly poll that NBC News is doing. Biden is still showing a commanding lead above Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders is coming in. Biden's at 38%, Sanders at 20%, and Warren at 9%. Kamala Harris has scooted up a little bit at 7%, Buttigieg at 7%, O'Rourke, 4%, Cory Booker, 3%. Everybody else is at 1%.
I'm ready for these debates because I think it'll create some daylight.
I think that will be. Here's one that's interesting. Right now, the guy who is going to tear it up in South Carolina is going to be Joe Biden. Mm. And you know why? Because of the black vote, black female in particular.
Yeah.
What's the number one reason to support Joe Biden? He can beat Donald Trump. 90% of the people who said it were asked, why are you supporting Joe Biden? Because he can beat Donald Trump. Not because of policies, not because of anything else, because he can beat Donald Trump.
Do these people not understand that Joe Biden has had a long career in Washington, D.C., and most of the things Donald Trump supports, there is tape of Joe Biden supporting the same thing? Come on.
Well, the problem is it ain't going to happen until the Democrats are doing it.
Right.
And, you know, Trump kind of threw out the predator stuff in the 1990s out there.
The super predator super crime theory, yeah. Yes.
And to try to kind of get them going with that. And they, none of the Dems were biting on that. But I think as you get into the debate, then that's going to start, somebody's going to want to break for daylight here. And I think they're going to go in there, somebody's going to try to mess up Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not going to be able to do what Donald Trump did. When they attacked Donald Trump punched back. And they knew they had been punched by Donald Trump. You remember Jeb Bush? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I know it seemed like a long shot to begin with, but I would not count out Buttigieg. Depends on how he does in the debates. But he could take, if Biden gets hit, Beto keeps sinking like a rock. I see Buttigieg.
Beto is dead. He's gone.
So I could see Buttigieg picking up a lot of people's support who are in kind of that middle ground.
I could see him do well in Iowa. I could see him do well in New Hampshire. I do not see him doing well at all in South Carolina. Just the demographics just don't work for him in that state.
Fair enough. I've got a big smile on my face the audience can't see. Wait, you're saying the mayor with his husband, Chasten, isn't going to do well in the Deep South?
Can't imagine that. But the guy who is failing really badly is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders' message is like just too old, too out of touch. It worked great when you're running against Hillary Clinton, out of touch,
right.
Too old. And you had a message that kind of inspired some younger people. But right now, he is losing in New Hampshire.
Do you think the Democrats and their whole, not just the Democratic Party, but the whole Democratic culture we're all very aware of, the media establishment, everything that goes on, you think they almost have too much power? Because I think they're making the same mistake with Joe Biden they made with Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
They all get behind Biden, or they all, like the hell they all got behind Hillary, and they really pushed that person forward. They got name ID. They're all those news stories are about that person. But then when people actually see that person engage with other candidates, they look terrible, and new stuff comes out the media didn't cover before.
I think that the media, news media, is looking at this exactly the way Democrats are looking at it. Joe Biden, for all his foibles that are out there, in their mind, he can beat Donald Trump. The problem is Joe Biden's got too many landmines, and this Hunter Biden stuff in China and Ukraine is going to be a problem. The swimming nude in the in a swimming pool with female Secret Service agent, that's going to be a problem.
Well, and I maintain it's not because of any brilliance or insight. It's just, I think, a common political truism at this point. As long as the economy remains strong, I think it's Trump's to lose. He's going to win.
Well, and the other thing is you cannot run against somebody. I mean, look at Walter Mondale tried to do that, running against Ronald Reagan because Ronald Reagan's a bad person. See how that one worked out in 1984. Jimmy Carter, same thing. He was too old. He was too fragile. It was too much of a warmonger. See how that worked out for Jimmy Carter. And then George Herbert Walker Bush against the Massachusetts governor out there said, yeah, I'm going to mop up the floor with this guy. Well, because I'm brilliant. Dukakis?
Oh, yeah.
And he was awful because he was trying to run against George Bush and his inability to lead.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to run against Donald Trump and your inability to lead and that he's fractious and he's always doing things that are out of character or out of touch, that ain't going to win it for you.
I mean,
and that's the whole campaign.
Well, let me ask you, there in 1984 and 85, I mean, it really did have to stick in Rawhide's craw that he didn't win Minnesota, right?
We tried. We showed up. We showed up there the day before the election. We showed there Monday before. I remember that. I got the telephone call from Deaver saying, we're going to Minneapolis.
Man, if you'd had that 50-state sweep, that would have been
that
something.
Would have been. Well, we were trying to pull it off, and Worthen thought we could. We threw a pile of money in there and sent Reagan in himself, and it was a kick-butt event.
It was close.
It was really good. Jim Hooley did a spectacular job with that. Red Top, let me fit you in here, buddy. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, we actually have cloud cover. That's better than complete evaporation.
Yeah, really?
I'm beginning to think I'm starting to feel like I did in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, man, that will wear you out in Phoenix.
Oh, yes, yes. That's what you call dying.
Yep.
They don't call it a desert for nothing. I was very surprised. It just happened to be about to leave this morning, and there's Robert Mueller. What a strange individual. His demeanor and his overall handling of things is so poor. He has left a very bad legacy for himself as being very much a poor Justice Department official. He did a poor job at just about everything he did in Washington. Maybe you're saying I'm being too harsh, too damn bad.
No, I think what he did is he said to himself, I need to be doing the getting while the getting is good. And he basically left the flounder for the for impeachment for the Dems, got out of there, and basically said, I'm not going to answer any questions. My answer to any question is already in my report. Because he didn't want to be challenged on that.
No, he's not challenged on anything, and that's to be expected. Comments he made are just so classless. And, you know, it's not going to get anybody anywhere. I have a feeling we still have some stuff coming out real soon that's really going to blow things up.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. This was clearly, somebody knows something's about to happen. That's why they're trying to get in front of this thing as fast as they can. I think that's, you know, Bill Barr's in Alaska. The president hadn't landed yet as of the time of the press conference he did. He told the White House he was going to do it. They let him use the Department of Justice to do it. Notice he was not at FBI. He was at DOJ, when he did this announcement.
Which kind of surprised me.
Yeah, well, and he used the exact same room that Barr used to do the Mueller report. I'm familiar with that room, and that's the exact same room.
Yeah. So I thought his closing it was great. Him closing the special counsel's office was great. He did finalize a lot of things. He left a bunch of stuff because he's just a pissy human being, but he closed the door pretty damn tight. There's not going to be a lot they can do with it, and of course the news media is going to try to soak it, but there's really nothing there left for them.
Well, opened the show with, if you're a Republican, it's all over, and show's over, and the monkey's dead, let's close this and move on. If you're a Democrat, they're going to go, say, this is grounds for impeachment right here, obstruction of justice. And if you're, but the way I look at it is Mueller was trying to get out of town before the crap started hitting the fan, because that crap was going to be part of him.
Isn't it truly ironic that we get a deja vu from Bill Clinton's impeachment? Bob Barr from Georgia was pretty much the Jerry Nadler of that age, and now we have William Barr. These guys are not related, are they?
Not that I know of.
Bob Barr was just like Jerry Nadler, and Bob Barr was responsible in the 90s for a lot of the impeachment of President Clinton, which was stupid, and I knew they would never get away with.
Yeah.
So paybacks are hell. They're not through paying back.
Yeah, Bob Barr was a rising star, and he got a little too full of himself. I knew him from the 1980s, and he got a little too full of himself.
I did some work for his campaign manager in downtown Villarica, Georgia.
Yeah?
Sure did. So I was there the whole time that he was doing that impeachment stuff, and myself and his campaign manager would talk. She wasn't real, and she wasn't overwhelmed with his intelligence either. But he did pay her, so she liked his intelligent money.
Well, I tell you, the kind of guy, I don't know if you were around him, but he is the kind of guy that you would love to have a drink with at a bar and just sit and talk politics. I mean, he was like that, and he's very engaging. His guy that was in his office ended up working at my office, and he kind of connected the two of us on an Atlanta trip, and he was a great guy, just he got a little too full of himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a total jerk in Washington. Didn't get him nowhere. So I still hope very much we get some more of these, start to get the turnaround done, investigation, because we're ready for it out here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, let me tell you, I think the IG report, I think, is coming soon. Are you still around, Dale?
You already dropped off.
He already dropped? Newstar 93.1. And my show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit.
Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. 272-9228, that's where we are. Along the way, help you right on by. Blue lights shining with a heavenly grace. Help you right on by. Okay, let's move into Trey Gowdy here. Here's on with Martha McCollum last night. Martha's doing a great job on her show, by the way. She seems to have more kind of own spot type stuff than even Sean Hannity is having. I didn't get to Laura Ingraham last night, sorry to say. Tucker Carlson had a pretty good piece, but didn't get a chance to cut it yet. So let's listen to Martha McCollum and Trey Gowdy talking about the Brennan misspeak here.
Christopher Steele, the author of that anti-Trump dossier, refusing to cooperate with federal prosecutors, reviewing the Russia
probe. It's the Martha McCollum.
Former CIA director,
sorry.
John Brennan.
That's treason. That's treason.
Sorry.
They couldn't win the election, and that's what happened.
So James Comey is back in the news again tonight. He's blasting President Trump's so-called dumb lies, as he puts it, about bias within the intelligence community. And a deliberate attempt to keep him out of the White House. He writes this in a new op-ed in the Washington Post, quote, investigate the investigators if you must. When those investigations are over, they will find the work was done appropriately and focused only on discerning the truth of very serious allegations. There was no corruption. There was no treason. There was no attempted coup. Those are lies and dumb lies at that. Writes the former FBI director. Trey Gowdy, former House Oversight Committee chairman and now a Fox News contributor, joins me now. Trey, always good to see you. Thank you very much for coming in tonight. What's your reaction
that? I don't use the word treason. It's a crime for which you can be put to death, so I'm pretty judicious in how I use it. But Comey goes on in that op-ed to talk about the good men and women of the FBI. And there are lots of good women and men at the FBI. Most of them would never target a political campaign and hope that it lost $100 million to nothing. Most FBI agents would never belittle political supporters of someone else and say they could smell them at a Walmart. They would never promise to stop a political candidate. They would never say they were destabilizing for the country or call them an effing idiot. They would never use unverified information, give it the imprimatur of the U.S. government, and then submit it in a FISA application. But Martha, every FBI agent that was involved in 2016 did that. That was done by the FBI. So Comey has no one but to blame but himself. No one to blame but himself if he is concerned about what the investigation in 2016 may uncover. Most FBI agents wouldn't do any of what I described. Unfortunately, the ones he picked did all of that.
This is what I love about Trey Gowdy. He gets right down to the quick. He just, boom. Right there, and he was spot on with that. So again, this was last night. The Comey op-ed had just come out about 45 minutes before this interview had happened, and he really let me go to the next part of this on Martha McCollum last night, and we're talking about Peter Strzok.
Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were the people that he put in charge of that investigation. Do you sense that there is a mood in the intelligence agencies now that they are getting nervous about what the new investigation that Bill Barr has mandated might find?
It depends on whether or not they've done anything wrong. Most people who have done nothing wrong don't get nervous. I think the great irony is when I see headlines lamenting the possibility that classified information is going to be disseminated by Bill Barr. I mean, think back, Martha, in 2016 and 2017, right after Trump became president, who was disseminating the classified information? It was the New York Times and the Washington Post. That's who was sharing classified information. Nobody was concerned about it then. Bill Barr is the duly appointed, nominated, confirmed attorney general. I think that he knows enough to investigate what parts of the intelligence community did not meet our high expectations. The notion that any entity is above oversight, above review. So I agree with Comey. Let's do investigate the investigators. It'd be helpful if he were a little more objective about the... I mean, imagine the frustration, Martha, when you read the lead agent that was put on this investigation promised to stop your campaign. Can Comey not at all understand how someone may not have confidence in an investigation run by someone who talked about an insurance policy?
Yeah, but you know what he says about that, Trey? He says, oh, they're just texting. Those are his personal feelings, and people are entitled to their personal feelings. But he believes that he never let that, you know, bleed into his work at all.
Well, let me disabuse him of that. Remember at the end when they were deciding whether or not to join the Mueller team, Peter Strzok said, my concern is that there's no there there. Not my hope, not my joy, not my expectation. My concern is that there's no there there. And then he mused that if this were leading towards impeachment, he'd be interested in it. This is a career FBI agent who's supposed to dedicate his career to investigating Russia. That was not enough for him. To investigate what Russia was doing to us was not enough for Peter Strzok. He was not interested unless it was going to lead to the political outcome of impeachment. That's about all you need to know about Peter Strzok. If it's about finding out about Russia, count him out. If it's impeachment of someone he wanted to lose $100 million to nothing, count him in.
Wow, great job. I need to say this Peter Martha, he just... Trey Gowdy has a way to kind of pop Swalwell. He does it so well. He knows how to do a backhand compliment. Reminder, this hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass Prattville location. Folks, these guys are serious about selling you a brand new car or truck from Brubaker Motors. As Dick Brubaker says, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, as long as you go by and see what they've got at Brubaker Motors. Don Rickard, Dick Brubaker, I tell you what, champion of gentlemen there, and they want your business. Go by and see them. Tell them thank you for being a Dan Morris Show listener. Gonna be back final hour after the top of the hour break.
Lakeshore Drive and Road is calling. It'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way cut you right on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace.